Okay, good evening all. So just continuing with a brief Davar Halacha with the sugya that we began yesterday, which is how we should go about appreciating and taking care of Erev Shabbos, what we should be doing on Fridays. So we said yesterday that we should be limiting the amount of tefillah, the amount of davening that we do because of the fact that we need to be getting ready for Shabbos. And part of this is also being able to limit our Torah learning on Erev Shabbos because of the great need to get ready for Shabbos, which has lots of physical requirements, right? You have to make sure you're fully clean, you have to make sure the house is clean, you have to make sure you have all of your meals cooked and the like, and therefore there's lots to do, so you have to limit other mitzvos that you normally would be involved in. So let's see what he has to say. So yesh lema'it kitzas milimudo be'erev Shabbos achar ha'tfila kedei shehiye lo panai lehachin tzarchei Shabbos. One should limit, he doesn't say extensively, but he says one should limit at least minimally the amount of learning that they do on Erev Shabbos on Friday. So for example, if you normally learn a few hours every single day, which halavai, we should all be learning a few hours every single day, so you should be learning half that, or just a little bit less than that, because you need to be preparing for Shabbos. And then he says something fascinating, and that is not so relevant to most of us, to the regular balabatim in the world nowadays, but in yeshiva, very relevant. Lachein haminhag b'kama mekomos shelo likboa yeshiva be'erev Shabbos. Many yeshivas, for those of us who have had children or grandchildren, whatever, learning in Eretz Yisrael, we know that Fridays is not a day that the yeshivos usually are in session. They usually give Friday off to the students because, as of this halacha, we have to be limiting our Erev Shabbos learning because we need to be going ahead and taking care of the preparations for Shabbos. Lefisha limud ha-yeshiva hu davar she'in lo kitzpa. Because, why? Well, anyone who knows this, people who are serious learning in yeshiva, you sit down, you learn a sugya, so let's say you plan for it to take only 15 minutes, but you know, you get into it, you learn this and you learn that, it could take hours on end, and therefore you could get lost in the sugya and not end up preparing for Shabbos. Because you go back and forth trying to understand all of the various aspects of the sugya. Because what's going to happen? You're going to keep learning so much and you're going to get lost in the sugya and you won't be able to properly prepare for Shabbos. So we say it limits your learning. That's why many yeshivas have the custom not to have a proper Seder on Erev Shabbos. Aval. Lil mod a davar sheyesh lo kitzpa im ragiel lilomdo bechol yom, but to learn something that has a certain limit to it, and especially something that you're used to learning every single day, right? We know that Chazal tells us in Pirkei Avos that kovei ali itim latorah, that we should be making sure that we are setting times every single day that we are learning. So if you do that, and there's a clear limit to that, so for example, let's say someone every single day they listen to a 40-minute daf yomi shir, they go to it, they listen to it online, whatever it is, it's a set time, you know exactly what it is, what it's going to take. It's not going to take that long, so you should be involved in that. Oh, who davar shederech lelomdo be'erev Shabbos could go parshas hashavua in Pirush Rashi ain lo levat lo be'erev Shabbos, or something else that's relevant for Shabbos itself. So, like you, it's parshas ba'aloscha this week. So, erev Shabbos, you're going to sit there and learn one of the aliyos for laning, or just to know about the parsha a little bit. That would also be permissible because not only is that relevant for Shabbos, but that's also just a very limited limud. It's not going to be totally very extensive. V'im lomdo im rabim as gam davar she'inu ragil b'chol yom al yivat lenu. And moreover, not just that, but let's say you're doing something with in a big public procession, you have some planned shloshim, some big yomin, whatever it is, that would also be permissible. You should not eliminate that. V'lachein nispashet ha-minag b'kama yeshivos b'erev Shabbos l'lamod chumash im pirush Rashi. And therefore, ultimately, there is a custom that in many yeshivos, they don't have a proper gemara seder, which usually is the ikar, the main thing that they are learning in yeshivos, but what they do is they learn Chumash and Rashi. So again, not going to take 15 hours, not going to take 2 minutes. It'll take an hour, maybe an hour and a half if you want to do it really well, and that'll be that. So there's a limit to it. It's just a nice amount to get you ready for Shabbos, and then you'll be able to continue preparing for Shabbos. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue learning some of these fascinating halachas of limiting our Torah learning on Erev Shabbos, but for now, we'll stop right here. We'll conclude with the rabbis.